coming up in, well, almost about a month's time, the Red Shield appeal kicks off for the Salvos, Jay.
Well, it's underway now at the moment, isn't it, Dave? Dave Dobby from the Salvation Army is joining us live in our studio. Hey, mate.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good. Red Shield appeal is underway now. Yeah. But we've got a fundraising event coming up in June this year.
Yeah, so last week and all this week, yeah, we've been hitting the local shops and we've had all of our collectors, our amazing collectors out doing their thing. So, yeah, that's all already kicked off. But, yeah, we're looking at a first corporate event for a first for the first time for the last couple of years. So. Yeah.
We're looking forward to this because we're involved in it as well, yeah. Jay and I. It's going to be the Ocean International Hotel on the 24th. It's a Friday, so it's a long lunch, basically, the old long lunches we used to have.
Yeah, go along and fundraise. But there's going to be some great inspirational speakers there. Mayor Greg Williamson will be in attendance as well. Mm. But the this year's theme, it's not an uplight and lighthearted theme. Mm. It's something serious that does affect a lot of people in Mackay with Sundays, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so every year we focus on one of the elements that the Salvation Army really looks after, and this year it's domestic violence. So the last couple of years it's been homelessness or drug and alcohol prevention and that sort of thing. But yeah, this year, yeah, it's kind of the, I guess it's kind of the silent, you know,
issue that's
issue.
In our region.
That's right. Yeah.
Huge
Now we know that. So you've only just arrived here in Mackay, say at the start of the year, basically.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot of domestic violence cases come in to say g'day to you guys?
Often they're the quiet ones.
Yeah.
So you know they really do suffer in silence. Mm. We do have a place around town that is purpose built just for women and kids who are going through that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we're just trying to do whatever we can to make as much money to just be able to help in that space. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, if somebody wants to come along to the luncheon on that Friday at the Ocean International, great place, and a big thank you to Holly and the team at the Ocean International for looking after us, Ryan, as well. Where do we grab tickets from, Dave?
Yeah, so if you want to go onto our Facebook page, our Mackay Salvos Facebook page, we'll have the invitation up there and the link. So we've been sponsored this year by Explore Property. They've come on board yesterday.
Oh, which fantastic. That's awesome.
It's so good. So thanks to Jordan from Explore Property.
Congratulations. Yeah.
It's just great to have them on board. And yeah, we're looking for other companies and local businesses to get on board as well.
Because it's a problem that affects a lot of us in our region. And what we know about Mackay with Sundays is our Mackay region and with Sundays region love to spend locally. So if you're going to support a charity, do it locally, because that money, it's important to say this as well, that money stays locally.
Mm. Well, 100% of the money that we raise in this region stays in this region, which is just fantastic. It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not only does it go to the domestic violence, we've obviously got our own programs from the Salvos that we try and run every year. So we've got the welfare program, we've got a pantry that we try and have stocked for as long as we can. That sort of it dwindles, and then we, do a bit of a drive to get some more food in there. So yeah, just looking for just local support to keep those things running. So
what we'll do is we'll put the details onto our Facebook page as well. Like Dave mentioned, we were on the committee this year for the Salvos to organise this fundraising luncheon. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be hopefully a huge success so we can get some funds to where they are needed mostly in our region. So.
Yeah. And one of the main things, and this is kind of a bit of a dream for us, but one of our dreams for the next few years is to employ a youth worker from our centre and to have them positioned in some schools around town. And again, that's our way of battling domestic violence right at the source. As an ex-music teacher or a school teacher in schools, you see so many days you get in and you can just see the kids have just gone through something.
Yeah.
It's so sad to see.
Yeah.
But we just want to get into the schools and just to give those kids bit of a show of what life is like or what life should be like.
And a light at the end of the tunnel, because sometimes that tunnel for some kids, it's too long for them,
That's right. And they get into that generational thing and that's just life for them. And that's not fair.
Becomes the norm.
That's right. Yeah. So we're trying to break that cycle, and that's what we're working towards the next couple of years. So yeah, that's And anyone who can jump on board with the launch is going to help with that, yeah.
Absolutely. Beautiful. We'll put the details on our website, triplem.com.au. Thank you for all the hard work you're doing in our region. Pleasure. Really appreciate it.
Thanks,
and thanks
guys.
For coming to the studio this morning. I know it was nice and early for you.
It's all good. Thanks.
You look sharp in your uniform, though, mate. You look great.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I'm going home to bed, by the way.
Spoken by a true professional. Dave, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It. Thank you.